Underage drinking. What does the law say? Introduction. Underage drinking laws can be confusing, change over time, and vary by state. Parents or those in a parenting role and teens are often unclear about the laws and have misconceptions about the consequences of breaking the laws. Let's explore the underage drinking laws in Montana and discuss scenarios that you might encounter as a parent or someone in a parenting role. Please note that certain localities may have stricter laws, ordinances, that laws change, and that this information is not a substitute for legal advice. Montana law allows someone under the age of 21 to possess or consume a non-intoxicating quantity of alcohol when it is provided by the minor's parent or guardian in a private location, for example, home or a private party, and not in a public place where alcohol is sold, used by a physician or dentist for medicinal purposes, distributed by a licensed pharmacist upon the prescription of a physician, used by an ordained minister or priest in connection with a religious service. A non-intoxicating quantity means the blood alcohol content is less than 0.05, and there is no visible mental or physical impairment or intoxication. A 0.05 blood alcohol content, on average, is equivalent to less than half a beer. So, what exactly is illegal? For children under the age of 21, it is illegal for someone under the age of 21 to possess or consume alcohol in a public place with or without parental consent. It is illegal for someone under the age of 21 to possess or consume alcohol without parental consent when not for medical reasons or in connection with a religious service. It is illegal to use a false ID to buy alcohol. It is illegal for someone under the age of 21 to operate a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol content greater than 0.02. For adults, it is illegal to provide someone under the age of 21 with alcohol or to buy alcohol for someone under the age of 21, unless you are the parent or guardian of the child. If you are the parent or guardian, it is illegal to provide your minor with an intoxicating level of alcohol. Did you know? Most Montana parents, 74%, agree that parents should not let their high school-age children drink alcohol at home. Legal consequences. For children under the age of 21, knowingly possessing or consuming alcohol to an intoxicating level when under the age of 21 can result in a minor in possession charge, MIP. The consequences of possessing alcohol under the age of 21 differ based on whether the person is under 18 or between 18 and 21. For details on penalties associated with a minor in possession charges, see Montana Code 45-5-624 on montana.gov. It is a misdemeanor for someone under the age of 21 to operate a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol content greater than 0.02. For adults, it is a misdemeanor offense to supply someone under the age of 21 with alcohol or to provide your child or teen under the age of 21 with an intoxicating level of alcohol. What if scenarios? Supplying alcohol. What if I take my child or teen into a bar? Can I provide them with alcohol there? No, you cannot provide someone under the age of 21 with alcohol in a public place known to sell alcoholic beverages. What about at a restaurant? No, you cannot provide someone under the age of 21 with alcohol in a public place known to sell alcoholic beverages. What if my child or teen under the age of 21 goes to a party at a friend's house and their parents provide my child or teen with alcohol? Is it illegal? According to Montana law, only parents or guardians may provide a non-intoxicating amount of alcohol to their own child or teen under the age of 21. Current criminal statutes in Montana do not address social hosting, which is providing alcohol to someone under the age of 21 at a party you are hosting. Instead, cities have their own ordinances and penalties for violating social hosting laws. For example, in Helena, municipal criminal law ordinances holds hosts accountable for providing alcohol to minors who are not their own children. In Billings, a social host can be charged with a misdemeanor if there is underage possession or consumption of alcohol in the social host's home, even if the social host is not present. A social host is defined as a person who owns or rents the house where the event is taking place and permits such an event or gathering. Call out box. Most Montana parents, 91%, disapprove of high school students drinking alcohol. What are the potential legal consequences for providing someone under 21 with alcohol in my home? Can I be charged? Can there be a civil lawsuit? Can I lose my house? Social host liabilities vary depending on local laws. In many cities in Montana, social hosts can be charged with a misdemeanor. Montana state law allows for civil liability because of providing alcohol to someone underage. The liability limit for non-economic damages is $250,000, and for punitive damages is $250,000. What if I am away on vacation and my child or teen hosts a party at our home? Am I legally responsible? Different cities have different social hosting ordinances about this issue. For example, in Helena, the adult is not responsible if the party was hosted while the adult was away and without the adult's knowledge. In other cities, the homeowner can be held liable even if the homeowner was not present. Consuming alcohol. What if my child or teen is at a party where others are consuming alcohol? If they are not consuming alcohol, would they still get arrested because they are under the age of 21 and around others who are consuming alcohol illegally? No. According to Montana law, 45.5.624, your child or teen may not be arrested for being around others who are drinking if they have not consumed alcohol and are not in possession of alcohol. However, they could receive a minor in possession, MIP, for being at a party where there is alcohol present. Also, they could be violating their school's code of conduct policy, which would not have legal consequences but would have consequences at school. Did you know? Any amount of alcohol can have an impact on the developing brain. What are the consequences for a minor consuming alcohol at a party hosted by an older adult sibling? Knowingly possessing or consuming alcohol to an intoxicating level when under the age of 21 can result in a minor in possession charge, MIP. The consequences of possessing alcohol under the age of 21 differ based on whether the person is under 18 or between 18 and 21. Did you know? Most Montana parents, 75%, disagree that alcohol is a necessary component of celebrations. Impaired driving. What if my child or teen drinks alcohol and is planning to drive home? How long does my child or teen need to wait before they can drive safely? The most straightforward answer is to tell your child or teen that if they have had anything to drink, not to drive. Establish family rules about never driving after drinking and never riding with someone who has been drinking. Discuss the dangers of such behaviors. When establishing family rules, you can discuss your expectations, develop consequences for such behaviors, and discuss alternative behaviors you support, such as calling you for a ride or alternative transportation options. Ensure your child or teen that there will be no negative repercussions if they choose to call you for a ride. Engaging your child or teen in conversations about these behaviors, discussing various situations that might arise, and how to handle those situations can support your child or teen in high-stress situations. Drinking any amount of alcohol and driving or riding with a driver who has been drinking are dangerous. For more information, go to https://www.cdc.gov/vital-signs/teen-drinking-driving/index.html. https://www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key/agreement/index.html. https://www.nhtsa.gov/road-safety/teen-driving. Did you know? Most Montana parents, 90%, disagree that drinking among teens is safe if they do not drive after drinking. In closing, as a parent or someone in a parenting role, you make a lot of decisions about what is acceptable or not acceptable for your child or teen regarding alcohol use. Knowing the underage drinking laws and ordinances in your community and state can help you make informed decisions about what is best for your child or teen. It is natural to have many questions about the laws on underage drinking. Underage drinking laws can vary, and you may be faced with a variety of different scenarios. As a parent, you are vital to helping your child or teen prevent harm associated with alcohol. By implementing strategies such as talking and listening, establishing rules, modeling positive behavior, monitoring, and clarifying misperceptions, you can make a difference in your child's or teen's life. Find out more. Why teens shouldn't drink alcohol? Is my child or teen drinking? What do I do? Connect with other Montana parents about underage drinking and drugs at letsfaceitmt.com. Download and print the At a Glance resource highlighting key information for underage drinking. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024. Underage Drinking. What does the law say in Montana? Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org.